So I want you to realize for yourself, you do not need to know everything at once. You just need to kind of be prepared for it, right? We need to have that preparation so that as your business continues to grow and scale, you are ready. Hi, I'm Jacqueline Snyder, and this is the Product Boss Podcast. I've helped launch and grow thousands of product-based businesses, even one of my own. And over the last 20 years, I've seen behind the scenes of businesses just like yours. Whether they are makers, manufacturers, artists, or food and beverage businesses, I have spent so many hours studying it all. I've discovered what makes them successful. What are mistakes they could avoid? How did they turn an idea into a successful business? And what are strategies they have used to make more sales and be discovered by more customers? This is what this show is all about. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to become a million-dollar product boss, I'm here to give you the permission to chase your dreams, no matter how big or small. All you need is the right mindset, a little courage, strategy, and support, and you too can be the next million-dollar product boss. Let's do this. Hey, product boss. Starting your own business, let alone a product-based one, can be so tough, especially if you're struggling with where to start or figuring out how to reach your goals. I know, I say it all the time, but that's exactly why having a solid foundation for your business is so important. One of the best ways to build that foundation is to invest in a CRM that can grow with you. That's exactly what HubSpot's all-in-one platform does. It helps you level up your sales, software, and support. Plus, they have a huge collection of resources to help startups scale. And with the HubSpot for Startups program, you can save big off your first year. To see if you're eligible to save on HubSpot and learn more, visit hubspot.com/startups. Hey, hey, product bosses. Welcome back to another episode of the Product Boss Podcast. I'm Jacqueline Snyder, and I am super excited to be here with you today. So this is the place where we share real behind-the-scenes coaching calls with our students. This is a place where I want to help you build a successful business and figure out how to blend your personal life and all the things you want in your life, as well as your business that I believe can really be the vehicle to your dream life. So today I really want to talk about, are you building that million-dollar business, right? Is it built and structured? Now, some of you I know are still trying to get to, you know, your first couple $1,000 months or maybe even hitting your first 100,000. But for my product bosses that have crossed that six-figure mark, you're in multi-six-figure, you're approaching seven, maybe you've hit seven figures, I want to dig into the things that I believe that we need to do to get there. Now, I've seen product-based business owners make $1 million in their very first year of business, and it's been incredible to watch their growth. I've seen people do it in 3 years, right? I've seen people do it in 5 years. I think, though, within a year to 3 years, it's very doable to hit $1 million with your business. Totally doable. So I want to dive in today to talk about it. Now, listen up, ears up. If you have a six-figure, multi-six-figure, or seven-figure product-based business, I want to invite you to a super special workshop that we are going to be hosting, which is the Proven Path to $1 million. Well, actually, yeah, a Proven Path to $1 million product-based business and beyond. All right. So if you want to come to that, we have a totally free workshop that we're hosting. It is by application, so you will have to fill out an application because we want to make sure that we are getting in product bosses that we can really serve that are in that six-figure, multi-six, seven-figure range. All you have to do is head to theproductboss.com/provenpath. That's theproductboss.com/provenpath. I'll drop the link in the show notes. I want to just make sure to support you all as we're in this time of year where we're really thinking, okay, what's next? What's next? How am I going to hit my goals? Because we're in the full swing of things. All right, so let's jump in. So I've grown my own product-based business. A lot of you know that I hit my first six figures in my first year of business. So how did I do that? So I launched Cuffs Couture, which is a wearable wrist wallet. And I had launched it basically I had built a website. I spent all of my savings and I built this one website, which was cuffscouture.com. And I built it and I thought, if I build it, they will come. But in fact, nobody came because no one knew I existed. And I was selling $11 to $25 products. So they were not really high ticket. And I kind of got stuck, right? I was like, oh my God, I built this website. I spent all my savings and nobody is here to see my stuff. And I've told the story a lot to our multi-stream machine students and really kind of shown how to get it off the ground. But here's the deal. I did get it off the ground. I realized that I needed to get it on more sales channels. That's exactly the steps that I took in my business, which is what I teach you all in our programs, here on the podcast, all the things. But what was so cool is by getting into wholesale and selling in person, and eventually what that did was it led to more sales on my website. I was able to hit six figures in my first year of business. I was selling around the globe and I was selling in stores everywhere. And people like Kim Kardashian discovered my products on the shelves of a store in LA, right? Carrie Underwood's stylist reached out to me and had her wear it on the Country Music Awards and also in one of her music videos. So these things started to happen. And, you know, I talk about how luck, it's not a quote from me, but how luck is when preparation and opportunity meet, right? Because we can all have opportunities hit us, but if we are not prepared for that, then we cannot take action on it. So luckily, I had prepared. I was ready. And then when the opportunities hit, like Kim Kardashian, Carrie Underwood, Audrina Patridge, who else wore it? Just so many different people. I can't even remember all their names right now. Dakota Fanning, right? She sent me a whole message, like a little note card. She was so sweet with how she sent it. When I started to have celebrities wearing my product and reaching out, I was ready. And so what I want you all to realize is like you can build a six-figure, seven-figure, multi-seven, even eight-figure product-based business. And we have so many different coaching calls and interviews with people on this podcast that are going to show you that. But I want to kind of dive in and talk to you about the steps. Now, you're totally welcome to come apply and join me in the Proven Path, and we will go deeper into it. But I do think that this framework is going to help put you on the million-dollar track. So if you're dreaming of having a million-dollar product-based business, if you are in that six-figure multi-six on your way to seven, I want to share the framework that gets people there. And I want to help you up-level your skills and your mindset so that you can build a million-dollar business, right? And that you feel supported in that. Okay, so it's really what I want to get into with all of you. So, you know, when I started, I didn't really know what I was doing, right? But I started and I started making money, but I wasn't paying myself well, right? I really didn't feel like I was good at business. I didn't know what a P&L was, which is a profit and loss. I hired an assistant. I eventually had a team of seven people, but I didn't even know if I was a good boss. I still worked, even though I had a team, I still worked super late hours. So my husband got mad at me a lot. I had that team. I was doing too much. And I didn't have anyone to talk to, right? I didn't have a group of fellow entrepreneurs that just got it. I had my husband who heard me complain a lot. I had my friends who worked for other people. So nobody knew how they could actually like help me or support me. Because truthfully, even though I went to school to be a fashion designer and I worked for bigger companies as a designer, nobody teaches you how to run a business or be a boss, right? Nobody teaches us that. We kind of learn doing it the hard way. So all of it changed for me. Like my life changed and my business changed 10 years into me owning my own business when I found a podcast like this. And I loved the host. And I thought she knew so much. She touched on all of these things that I needed to grow. Then I ended up working with her. I found out, oh, wow, she teaches one-on-one. So I actually paid her $2,500 for an hour session with her. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good, but it's not sustainable. So then she actually was like, hey, you know, I actually have a mastermind if you want to join that. And then by joining that mastermind, I got access to her and I was surrounded by a group of women that were all making six figures, multi-six figures, and seven figures. And it was the very, very first time I had found myself feeling completely supported and not alone. And like I found my people more so than sometimes like my best friends, right? Because my friends that I grew up with or my friends from college, we've all kind of taken like different paths. Who do I talk to about the highs and the lows of what comes with building a business? So here's the framework that changed everything for me, okay? And I want to share this with you. One, I got personalized strategy, right? I was able to access this coach and she was able to give me strategy that fit me, right? I got coaching from her. It kind of felt like one-on-one. I was surrounded by a group of entrepreneurs at my level. I had access to other experts, like experts in the industry that I normally wasn't going to do because, you know, when you're running a business, you're like, I don't have time to keep learning, right? You're just like, I keep trying to do this and I can't afford to hire and I can't do this and I can't do that. Well, being a part of this community and like the mastermind I joined, I had access to experts and I had accountability. So if I said I was going to do something, I had more people like holding me accountable, you know, messaging me. I had the group that was telling me like, hey, have you done it? Did you launch it? Did you do the thing? What'd you do? Right? So what I know is that what I've seen over all the years, right? Since we launched the Product Boss in 2017, I've been running masterminds for product-based business owners. And I've seen that on average, it takes about 3 years to hit $1 million on average. I've seen it done in way less time. Like I've seen it done in 10 months and I've seen it done in longer times. Like I said in the very beginning, it takes about 3 years. And there's different stages when you're growing your business. Okay. And I'm going to talk about like three stages today because I think that this is important for people to know. So there's this one stage. It's the first stage. I call it the growth stage. And in the growth stage, right, it's usually you're making your first six figures. You're making that first $100,000. Maybe you're making $100,000 to like $250,000. And this is when, you know, the business owner has been able to kind of do it on their own, but they're becoming the bottleneck. They're hitting capacity. They don't know how they can do more. They know they need to hire and outsource, but they don't know that they can do it yet. And they kind of know their numbers, but they've been kind of flying by the seat of their pants, right? But they're feeling like, and this is how I felt my first year of business, like, do I know enough about growing a business, right? I've always done it this way. Can I even change it? Just not really thinking or figuring out like, what can I do next? So the thing that I tell product bosses at this stage, in this growth stage, is they really have to work on their refinement of their business. So at this stage, when you're about like $100,000, about $250,000 a year, we're going to start to refine it. We refine our brand, we start to refine our team, and we start to like refine our products, right? We start to look at our products and be like, what do we have to lean into? What do we have to pull out of? What can we say no to? What do we say yes to, right? For the team, we start to be like, well, I can't just do it all myself anymore. I'm going to have to hire people. So I'm going to have to figure out like, how I'm going to operate this business. And the brand, it might be time for you to up-level your brand or up-level your positioning, right? Because now we know what sells, we know our business is functioning, but it's kind of this time where like, we have to kind of go back in and refine. Now listen, that whole like the rap song that was like, more money, more problems, I'll say it. Because the thing is as we start to make more money in our business, we start to hit other roadblocks. We start to hit other bottlenecks. It's not a problem. It's the same thing that I tell you if you're not making any money to making your first, you know, $2,000 a month, your first $5,000 a month, $8,000, $10,000, even $100,000 a month. I talk about this a lot from like a perspective of babies and kids, right? Like you have a baby and you don't expect that baby to learn how to run. We know that there's development that the baby has to go through and there's different stages, right? We're like, okay, baby learns to hold their neck up. Baby learns to sit up. Baby learns to stand up, you know, walk, run. I know I've missed some stages. So I want you to realize for yourself, you do not need to know everything at once. You just need to kind of be prepared for it, right? We need to have that preparation so that as your business continues to grow and scale, you are ready, right? That luck, that part where you feel really lucky is that part. Like right now, for example, we have a student that's inside of our mastermind. I'm not going to say who she is because it's still being worked on. And she went from selling on social media and her own website to selling on Amazon and doing so well on Amazon that Amazon has actually reached out to her and said, hey, you're crushing it in this category. I would like you to, if you're interested, you can add in these other products and we think you can scale to like a $4 million business in the next year. Okay. Amazon reached out to her and said, what if you sold these things and you can get to here? That's bonkers, right? So by being prepared and ready, right? By knowing what she needs to do, by having a team to lean on, by knowing what products she's refining, by being prepared, this opportunity is coming to her and it feels like luck, but she's been doing the work, okay? Hey, hey, Product Boss. It is podcast recommendation time. This month, I'm all about the DTC Pod, hosted by Ramon Berrios and Blaine Bolas, which is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. DTC Pod is all about direct-to-consumer topics and covers everything from starting, growing, and optimizing e-commerce stores and direct-to-consumer brands. I absolutely love the recent episode they did with Rosalie of Wild Wonder, who digs deeper into how she was able to bootstrap her multi-million dollar beverage company. Rosa also dives into their omni-channel approach and how her brand continues to stand out in a crowded market. Sound familiar? Sounds a little bit like multi-stream machine. It works, my friends. All right, so you'll definitely leave feeling inspired. So go check it out. Remember, it's proof it can be done. Listen to DTC Pod wherever you get your podcasts. Calling all product-based business owners who are making over $100,000 in their business. Yes, if you have crossed that six-figure mark and you're on your way to $1 million, this is for you. If you're ready to up-level your business this year, I have a free masterclass for you, and it is called The Proven Path to a Profitable $1 Million Business. Now, before I get into all the details, did you know that only 12% of women-led businesses make it to $100,000 a year? And what's even crazier is that only 2% make it to $1 million in revenue. Well, my friends, this is where we have to change these stats. So if you're at this level, you've shown that you've got what it takes. But what got you here is not going to get you to that next level, which is why it's time to learn some new tricks and strategy. So if you're ready to take your business to that next level, join our exclusive free masterclass, The Proven Path to a Profitable $1 Million Business, and discover the secrets to breaking free from being the bottleneck. I want you to help assemble a capable team and embrace your role as a CEO who, by the way, takes vacations while the sales still roll in. Yes, I said vacations. So if your business is making more than $100,000 a year and you are ready to kick your business up a notch, secure your spot for March 13th at theproductboss.com/provenpath. It's theproductboss.com/provenpath. Let's make this your breakthrough year and let's do it together. I have another student that, well, she's in our mastermind and she joined the mastermind. She didn't know this when she joined, but cut two, they were on Shark Tank. And the crazy thing about Shark Tank is you actually film it like a year before and they don't tell you if it's going to air or not. And then all of a sudden they gave her 3 weeks notice. Your episode is going to air. Do you know the chaos that ensued, right? Do you even realize like all the things is like, we have to prep for this. There is so much money that might fall out of the sky to us, right? And people are going to buy our stuff. We have to be prepared. That is preparation, an opportunity where it feels lucky. They didn't know when it was going to air and all of a sudden happened, but she just so happened to be in the mastermind. So I supported her through before, through the launch, after, right? She has the community, the group to lean on. So I want you to think about this. Like we just don't know when this luck is going to happen for us. And so you really want to find the places you can tweak and prepare. All right. I hope this is making sense. Okay. So then the next stage that I see people at, okay, the next stage, like after that $250,000-ish dollars, is that really it's that multi-six figure. I think around $300,000, our business kind of starts to shift again. And that's when we're like, okay, I got to our first 100,000. I made it to about 300,000. I figured out my business is working. But then at 300,000, things start to shift. Systems start to break. Things start to feel like we need to go back in. Totally fine. This is all part of growing our business. So at that like $300,000 mark up to just about $1 million, this is when our business starts to really like feel like it's accelerating and we have to think about scaling. Scaling is growing, but like how do we keep up, right? We've got the demand, we've got the product, we have the customers. What do we do next? So in this part, like in this section, for, you know, when you're in this range of that 300,000 to almost a million, you actually need to stop hiring the doers, right? We stop with the doers and we start to think we need some decision makers. I know you're listening. You're like, hold on. I've been making all the decisions this entire time. Well, my friend, you have earned the right to stop doing everything, right? We stop just getting the doers. People are going to help us get things done. And we start to hire people that might be like running your operations, right? The Shark Tank company, you know, she's overwhelmed. She's been building this thing and growing it. And I was like, maybe it's time that we hire a leader that can help you run your operations and pull you out of the day-to-day, pull you out of the production so you can stay. You can stay doing the things that you're best at and you can have other people lead. The other thing that starts to happen at this point is your marketing. Like your marketing might shift and change. You might actually start to hire people for marketing. You might start to really scale your advertising in a different way. Because whatever got you here may not be the thing that's going to get you to the next level. So this is when we have to really start to think like, all right, what are we doing next with our marketing? And then the next part is you're really establishing yourself. Y'all don't realize, y'all, says the LA girl, that I think it's somewhere between 18 to 22-ish percent of women-owned businesses. Let's round around 20% of women-owned businesses make it to $100,000, okay? And only like 2-ish percent make it to $1 million. So already, if you make it to your first six figures, you are doing better than 80% of business owners, especially women-run businesses. And if you as a woman make it to $1 million, you're doing better than 98%. Now, let's talk about those numbers. It's a very low percentage. What does that mean? There's less space for us. There's less people that are supporting us, right? There's less rooms. There's less seats at the table. Like we don't have the golf courses where we go and like make the big deals. So the thing is that at this point, when your business is starting to grow, you're actually starting to build a brand. You have like brand recognition. People are starting to know your company for something, right? You're starting to stand out. And when that starts to happen, what it's sort of like what happened to me that like Carrie Underwood's stylist came to me and wanted to pull stuff, right? That was coming to me. The same thing with Amazon coming to our mastermind student, right? We have another student that is, I think it's Walmart has approached them to sell. So, and then another one of our masterminders, Target, they're in talks with Target. Because when you start to grow your business, like I said, it's like a baby. Right now, if you've got a small business, like you're not even there yet in your brain. But as you start to scale and you have this like foundational part and you have a team that supports you and it doesn't feel as overwhelming, opportunities start to come your way. You start to be recognized as a brand. People are talking about you without you even doing the work. And so that's when you really need that support. Okay. And then finally, we hit 1 million and beyond. Okay, 1 million and beyond. And now you are really positioned as a business owner, right? Like now people are like, they're really talking about you. People can see your product and be like, oh, I know that brand. You have followers. You have people who are, when I say followers, like you have like diehards and raving fans. And there's a few things. I had a masterminder here who when she hit $1 million, she realized with her handmade business, handmade by the way, $1 million, she's like, one, she opened a brick and mortar store, okay? Two, she actually told her wholesale people that she was no longer selling to them. You actually get to make decisions that are better for you versus when we're in that like growth stage, the earlier stages, we're taking all these opportunities because we're trying to get somewhere. We're trying to like keep growing. We're trying to establish our brands. We're trying to do all these things. Well, instead, actually, when you hit that $1 million mark, you get to start to refine and say, I don't want to do this and I do want to do this. You can also position yourself to take off across like other categories. So this might be a good time where you're like, I've been known for this for a really long time, but maybe I'm going to make a cheaper line, right? I have this higher tier line, this higher price point, and maybe I'm going to offer something cheaper. Or I really know how to run this business and I'm going to add on something. I know I talked to you all about bestsellers and core products and all of this will get you to that million. And then when you get to $1 million, you might start to expand and diversify, right? You're going more vertical and horizontal. The other thing in this time, right, we actually start to build a company culture. We actually start to build a company around values and we hire people according to that, right? And we start to pick like right people, right seats. We really get into like really being the boss, stepping out of a lot of the day-to-day. And this is when we've got leaders. We have leadership meetings. They come to us with information. And then we're like, okay, we have the right people running this company. Okay. And then also, and this is what I kind of mentioned earlier, you get to do these like strategic partnerships, like our masterminder that is talking to Amazon, our other masterminder that's talking to Target, you know, our masterminder who actually one of them was talking to Thrive Market. So we have people talking and in partnership, strategic partnerships. And I love this. What I love so much about our mastermind is like, I get to see behind the scenes. I get to cheer on and be like, oh my God, this is so amazing. These opportunities that are coming your way. And I get to kind of coach behind the scenes. And as things are coming up, like the one masterminder with Thrive Market brought it to me and then brought it to the group and was like, what are the pros and cons about selling into something like this? Right? What should I think about? What should I look at? What should I consider? That is what happens in our mastermind, right? Because we're just thinking like, because a lot of us like, I know this happens for me when I'm sitting at home, I'm like, I have this great idea, right? And when you're sitting and you have no one to talk to or no one to bounce ideas off of, or you do, but that person's not qualified. Does that make sense? Like if I bring it to my husband, he might come up with an idea and I'm like, thanks, but that's not the answer I'm looking for, right? Or I talk to my mom or I talk to a friend and they're like, that sounds like a great thing, but they don't know all the things that go on with it. But then like this happened for me when I joined a mastermind. Opportunities came and I was like, hey, what do you think of this? So like the Thrive Market, we were like, what do you think of this? What should we consider? What should we do? Right? So it's this idea of like talking to people at the same level as you that understand the ins and outs, especially for a product-based business. So that's really a cool thing that starts to happen there. And as you start to see your business grow, you are going to shift through these stages, right? This growth stage, this accelerate stage, this expansion stage, it's all going to start to shift and change. And I think it's so cool that we can. I think it's so incredibly amazing that we can level up our businesses. And by doing that, we can also level up our life. So we think back to when we're baby businesses and we're just starting and things felt so hard. You know, we're like, will this work? Can we get this going? And all the things we did, packing our own boxes, making our own products. And then we grow and we hit that first six figures. We're like, okay, cool. It's working. Like money's coming in. I'm starting to pay myself. Okay, I can hire someone and they can like do a small part of my business. Okay, now I'm hiring them. What else do I need to do? And you have more space and time. You think about the next step. You know, and then you hit that multi-six and you're like, actually, I need a couple more team members. And you start to feel more like a boss. You're starting to learn, right? I tell my kids this all the time. I'm like, I've never raised an 11-year-old before, so bear with me. Same thing. Like, we may have never been a boss before. We've never run a company before. And that's okay because we can like shift and change and learn as we're growing. And we are going to make mistakes. Totally fine. That's part of this entire thing. So then you're at this multi-six figure and you're like, okay, now I'm hiring other people. I'm doing different things. I'm not packing my boxes anymore. I'm not necessarily making everything anymore. I'm more in that strategic sense. I'm more visioning for what the future of this company is going to look like. And then you start to make like high multi-six, like $700,000, $800,000. And things again start to shift and change and your dreams get a bit bigger. You know, I think about one of our students that makes $100,000 to $120,000 to $150,000 a month. They didn't used to do that, right? This is one of our masterminders. They didn't used to do that. They didn't even think they could ever cross the $100,000 mark. Now they're looking to cross the $200,000 mark a month, right? But it took being surrounded by people to think bigger and that support and that strategy and like, what do I do? What do I do next? Oh, this opportunity came up. What should I do? And it was like that bouncing of ideas. And so if you don't have that support around you, it's really hard. So these are kind of the steps I want you to consider as you are growing, as you're on your way to $1 million business, the things that you might need to think about and do. If you want to go deeper with me in any of this, again, if you've hit $100,000, so you're a six-figure business, you're a multi-six, seven figures, right, which is that $1 million mark, I invite you to apply to The Proven Path, to come join me in that workshop. It's quite intimate. We're on Zoom. I take you through so much. I take you through a worksheet of like really figuring out your path to $1 million and beyond with strategies and the time frame, what salary you want to pay yourself. Yes, you get to have a desired salary, right? What your profit percentage is, because I believe like at this level, we can be between 25 to 40% profitable. Right. And then we also are going to explore mindset challenges that we have to overcome, right, to reach those goals. Cause the only thing truthfully usually holding us back is ourselves. And then we're going to talk about the things that you can do to get there. Right. So if you're like, yes, it's me, hands up, you're a six figure, multi six, seven figure business, come join me at theproductboss.com/provenpath. And we'll drop that link in the show notes in case this is helpful to you. And if you're not there yet, I want you to have listened to this episode and think to yourself, okay, cool. I don't need to know everything yet. I need to get to my next stage. I need to get to my next level, right? And my next level and my next level. What do I have to do to get there? And know that when you do get there, I'm here to support you, right? There are more things that will come up, but we'll do it together, right? And you'll know as you go through it, okay, I just have to learn this now. And I have to learn this. And it's just baby steps walking through it. It doesn't matter the revenue. We're always going to be learning. I think what makes me a strong leader and a successful business owner and someone who does run a multi-7-figure business is that I have not stopped learning. I have not stopped investing in myself. I have not stopped surrounding myself. I'm in 3 masterminds this year. People are like, how many masterminds are you in? I'm like, 3, right? I'm in a peer-based one, which is like, we're all in the same industry and it's kind of peer. There's no specific leader, but we all pay for it. I am in one with a New York Times bestselling author that I really wanted to kind of be in that space and learn the level of his, like his business, which is like very, very, very big. And I'm in another one founded by moms that are also female entrepreneurs that are mothers that are also running 7-figure businesses. So but remember when I started, I was in a mastermind with 6-figure women, right? I've been in a lot. And the thing is I find the things that fit for me for when I'm in it. So I haven't stopped. I won't stop. And what's cool is like the bigger your businesses get, the more you start to look for strategy and you start to look for different groups to be around and different people's input and you just keep expanding. So I want you all to know, never stop learning. Whether you're investing in a course, in a group coaching program, a mastermind, continue to learn from people who have done it, that are further than you, that see further, that think bigger than what we're used to in the places we come from. Right? And then that's going to be the thing that keeps lifting the lid on the glass ceiling you created for yourself. We're going to keep lifting the lid. We're going to keep looking to the blue sky and be like, what's next? What's next? Right? I made it here and I'm going to go there. I made it here and I'm going to go there. And so that's for you to think about. And you have your foot on the gas pedal. So you decide how fast or slow you want to go. But if you're with me and you're at the 6-figure, you want to get to 7-figure, I'm here for you as well. I'm totally on board with that. Let's do it. If you're 7-figure and you want to go beyond that, let's do it. Right? I worked with a company all the way up to $25 million a year. And so I want to just continue to support you. And I hope that we can. All right. So my friends, remember, action takers are money makers. And I think the other thing is like what I want you to hear me say is that there's room at the top for all of us. Okay. And that you can, I'm going to try these thoughts on. Okay. This is what I end it with. I want you to say to yourself, I can build a successful business that aligns with what I want in my life. And I can outsource, delegate, automate, and hire so I can be in my zone of genius and do the things I love. And the final one is, it is possible to multiply my revenue without multiplying my efforts. And if you want to learn more, head to theproductboss.com/provenpath. We are going to do this together. All right, my friends, till next time. Thank you for being here and listening all the way through the Product Boss podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing 2 things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us.